بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin now the chapter 10 under the important lessons for the Muslim Ummah, and this is focused upon the Sunan of Salah. Sunan of Salah. What are the sunans of Salah? First, we need to remember that this refers to those actions which the Prophet ﷺ did in his Salah, but not obligatory upon the person to do, but rather it's a sunnah. So if the person does not do them deliberately or due to forgetfulness, then there is no sin upon him. There is no sin upon him or her. This is the meaning of the Sunan of Salah. First is the Dua al-Istiftah. Dua al-Istiftah, the opening Dua. This is a Sunnah. And there are different opening du'as that came in the Sunnah. And we discussed them in details under Salah described. Under Salah described. And from that also is to put the al-istiftah, the opening dua. So these are from the sunan. The sunan are sayings and actions which does not nullify the salah if they are not done either intentionally or due to forgetfulness. Putting the right hand over the left hand on the chest while standing. This is from the Sunnah. This is from the Sunnah. Also from the Sunnah is raising the hands and the fingers, not spaced apart nor tied together, and putting them to the level of one's shoulder or raising them until the the level of the tops of the ears is reached. This is upon the first takbir, takbir al-awwal, and also upon ruku' and upon lifting from ruku', and also upon standing from the first tashahud to do the third rak'ah. Is that clear? In all of these takbirs, raising the hands. Is that clear? In all of these takbirs. And from the sunnah is what we name them. We name them again. This is the raising of the hands upon the first takbir, and upon ruku', and upon lifting from ruku' to stand upright, and also upon standing from the first tashahud going for the third rak'ah. Clear? Clear now, inshallah. Also from the sunan is what exceeds the one tasbih in ruku' and in sujood. So the obligatory is to say that once. Okay. And what exceeds the tasbih in ruku' and in sujood, what exceeds the once, is a sunnah. Is a sunnah. Clear? Okay. Also what exceeds saying Rabbi Ghfirli, what exceeds saying that once between the two prostrations. When the person says Rabbi Firli, the least, the wajib is one. What exceeds that is a sunnah. So the obligation is one. So if says it, if you say it Rabbi Firli twice, then the second is a sunnah. Clear? Tayyib. Also leveling the head and the back during ruku', as came in the sunnah. This is a sunnah, spreading one's back and making it level with the head, not raising the head nor lowering it down, and having the sight fixed towards the ground. Okay, this is from the sunnah, clear? This is from the sunnah, clear? Understood, inshallah. From that is also keeping or raising one's forearms above the ground and keeping them away from his sides, such that the whiteness of one's armpits would be seen from behind, and also the abdomen being away from the thighs during sujood. During sujood. Is that clear? Is this sunnah clear also? Alhamdulillah. No. And from that is the sitting on the laying one's foot along the ground and sitting on it, relaxed, and having the right foot upright. So laying the left foot along the ground and sitting on it, relaxed, and having the right foot upright in the first tashahud and between the prostrations, and between the two prostrations. Is that clear? This is iftirash, yes. This is iftirash. So laying one's foot, the left foot, along the ground while sitting on it, relaxed, having the right foot upright, toes in the direction of the Qibla. This is in the first tashahud and between the two prostrations. Clear, inshallah, that? Okay. Mashallah. What about the rest? What about the rest of the attendants? Mashallah, the room. Okay. Let's see, inshallah, if that's clear to you. Okay. Now we go to the from the sunnah is the tawarruk in the last tashahud. The tawarruk in the last tashahud, and the tawarruk has different ways. From that is, one would have his left foot under his right thigh and shin, and his right foot upright, erected upright. Clear? I repeat, from the tawarruk in the last tashahud is, one would have his left foot under his right thigh and chin, and his right foot upright with the toes in the direction of the Qibla. Clear that? This is tawarruk in the last tashahud. You see, it's different from the iftirash which we mentioned. This is tawarruk. We just mentioned it, the position of the legs and the feet. So we repeat this from the position. The correct positions of tawarruk is, one would have his left foot under his right thigh and shin, and while his right foot upright, and the buttock on the ground. Asham. Tayyib. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. This is from the sunnah. Also making salah and blessings upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam and his household, and upon Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim in the first tashahud, and the dua in the last tashahud, all are from the sunnah. From the sunnah is also looking at the index finger while pointing in julus in the sitting position, for the tashahud. And from the sunnah, putting the end of the arms upon the thighs in tashahud, and in the julus between the prostrations, based upon the hadith of Wa'il bin Hajar radiyallahu anhu. This is from the sunnah, and from the sunnah is to make abundant dua in sujood, because of the hadith of Abi Hurairah and hadith of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma in Sahih Muslim. Clear? From the sunnah hadith of Abi Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه من صحيح مسلم من حديث ابن عباس as well. Okay, and also from the sunnah is placing the palms on the knees, fingers spaced out as if grabbing them, the knees meaning, based on the hadith of Abi Humayd al-Sa'idi رضي الله عنه. From the sunnah is directing or pointing the fingers towards the qibla, the front of the toes, the front of toes and the fingers during sujood, based upon the hadith of Abi Humayd al-Sa'idi. From the sunnah is putting one's fingers together during sujood, the hadith of Wa'il bin Hajar radiyallahu anhu. Clear? From the sunnah is placing one's palms level with the shoulders and sometimes with the ears during sujood. Clear? Hadith Abi Humayd, Hadith Wa'il and Al-Bara. Clear that? One's palms leveled with the shoulders and sometimes leveled with the ears during sujood. From the sunnah is keeping the elbows away from one side during ruku', due to the hadith of Abi Humayd al-Sa'idi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And from the sunan of the salah is to have loud recitation in salat al-fajr and in the first two rak'ahs in salat al-maghrib and isha, and to secret recitation and to have secret recitation in the Dhuhr and Asr and in the third of Maghrib and the last two of Isha. Clear? Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah said loud recitation in places of loud recitation and secret recitation in places of secret recitation is agreed upon, that it is recommended, and the Muslims did not differ as to its places, and the principle in that is the action of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and this has been affirmed from the Salaf. Clear on that? He reported this in Al-Mughni volume 2 page 270 رحمه الله. Also reciting more than the Fatiha from the Quran, this is Sunnah. Imam Ibn Qudama رحمه الله said reciting the Surah after the Fatiha is Sunnah in the two rak'ahs of each Salah. We لا نعلم في هذا خلافا. We have no knowledge of this agreement regarding this, and he reported this in Al-Mughni, the same reference, page 272. There are other sunans where there is some ikhtilaf about them, but inshallah ta'ala, this is most of them. والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Is that clear إن شاء الله؟